Hey, thanks for coming on the website and checking this part out. This is the pre-interview. We'll start off with that. It's about 10 minutes long or so, and then we will cut from that to the post-interview so you can hear that. So, hope you enjoy.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. You in Texas?
Yes, Houston.
Nice. Yeah, I was just in Austin, Texas recently for a little entrepreneur convention.
We just finished with ICAST in Orlando.
Okay, nice. So yeah, right. Hey, I think you said that in the email. I think originally, yeah, that's right down the street from us. So I didn't know if you had any questions on the pre-interview process or the actual interview. That's kind of why I do this quick call to make sure that we're on the same page. So when we do the real one, we're just ready to hop in and go.
No, I'm good with it. I've spoken at a few inventors groups meetings in Houston. They have the largest inventors group in all of the U.S. Mm-hmm. I've been on the Deborah Duncan show here in Houston, going through what inventors do and helping to sort of guide them into the marketplace. I work with a lot of small companies in helping getting their products out into the marketplace. When I finish with my dissertation, they usually all run and drop the product and never want to do it again, only because of the easiest part is creating the product. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time that what you do as a small business owner is you're the guy in the three-ring circus who's spinning seven plates, and none of them can drop.
Right.
And at some point in time, if your business starts to grow, you become the ringleader. But your part-time job is going to the back and still spinning those plates. It's rather interesting when you decide with me to take a passion and turn it into a business.
Right.
You sort of lose touch with that passion after a few years if your business starts to grow.
Did you have that happen with you?
I used to be an avid kayaker, and age has caught up with me as well. I'm 59 years old now, and I started doing it when I was 42.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to go every weekend.
Mm.
You know, I was out on the water as much as possible. Within itself, paddle sports is, you know, a form of exercise. You know, we would paddle 8, 10, 12 miles, you know, every single weekend. And if I could get out on the water during the week, I would do that as well. And now with the business growing, my time is not my own.
Mm-hmm.
So between being married, having kids, luckily they're all grown, but then especially the business, you just don't find the time as much as you do. If I retired tomorrow, I would still be married and still have kids, but I would have a whole lot more time on my hands for me.
Okay. Well, is this a place that you're going to be doing the interview from right now?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I might hear a fan or something in the background. I'm not sure if it's static from mic or what. Again, that's the main reason I end up doing this pre-interview, to make sure that I need good audio quality to make sure the listener stays attuned. Can you tell if there's a fan around or anything?
All right, so let's hang up and I'll call you off of my phone.
All right, perfect.
See if that works better.
All right, thank you.
Austin, this is Bill.
Oh my God, this is 30 times better. All right, that sounds good. I guess I don't know if you have any other background questions. Basically, I try to get your life story, the ups and downs, and hopefully just kind of whatever knowledge you can help with the young entrepreneurs listening. That's the main thing.
No, I just found sort of what podcasts are, because on our drive from Orlando back to Houston, 24 hours, we found two different podcasts that were multi-series. We listened to The Mystery Show with Starley Kine, and then we listened to a podcast called S-Town, and that's 7 one-hour podcasts. If you have not heard about that, highly recommend you listening to that podcast.
Okay. Yeah, no, S-Town is the main one you suggest? All right, see you right now.
It's actually Shit Town, but yeah, they do S-Town to be politically correct.
Right. That's funny.
Really, really intense. You need to have a period of 7 hours.
Yeah.
Because you won't want to stop.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm on their website right now, so I'll see if I can download it here. Well, cool. Well, like I said, yeah, I think we're good. I'm going to send you the link right now to schedule the real thing, and then I think we should be good.
All right.
Like I said, just Whenever you're ready, just pick a convenient time for you, and I'll be ready to jump on at the time that you select.
Got it. Are there any other questions you have for me or background or anything like that?
Not really, because I don't want to dive in too much now, because then I'll be like, oh, I'll forget late. You know, I'll be like, oh, I already know that when the audience doesn't, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, like I said, the main thing is just hitting on the business. It's not about what exactly is your personal net worth or anything like that. I use that as a filter to try to get successful, you know, people on there. And I think younger people kind of strive to be that at that age, because I've gotten some people have given me pushback on the name, and I'm like, I don't know when millionaire became a negative connotation, but to some people it does. So it's just like, you know, I think when you're younger, I think everyone strives to be that, you know, and you realize that's not everything, I think, as you grow up, you know, but, that's kind of why I picked the name, because hopefully it stands out. And some, I think just reading the title, most people can get what it's about. So
the interesting thing for me is when I was 19, 20, 21, I dropped out of college. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted was a job. Never thought about being a millionaire. Never really thought about my own business. And then over the last 30 years after that, I tried starting a couple of businesses, but it didn't work out. And when I started Yak Gear, I ended up getting a divorce over it. Mm-hmm. And my goal, when she walked out, she said, at this, you will fail as well. And that gave me a drive and motivation to make sure that this worked. And, you know, almost 11 years later, we are one of the top accessory companies in our field. We have other smaller companies who want us to carry their product. And we are now starting to buy some of those companies. Until I actually heard from you, I never thought about being a millionaire.
Yeah.
But, you know, I told my wife this and she goes, but you are. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully, like I said, it's usually a kind of inspiration, you know, and I think that's good, like finding some motivation and whatnot. But it's stuff that people don't learn in the textbook about entrepreneurship, you know, and actually hearing from real entrepreneurs and not just the guys who created Uber.
Yeah, my son works with me. And when he first started, he's been here 5 years now. He knew everything when he graduated college. And he told me that.
Yeah.
You know nothing about running a company. I know everything because I've been in college for 4 years. And we went through a real rough spot, and he has learned within the business of what he truly never learned at school.
Right.
And we were talking about 6 months ago, and he goes, I don't know how the hell you did this.
Yeah.
And he goes, I didn't need to go to school. I just needed to start working here. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it is kind of interesting when you do start your own business and all of it that goes along with it. So.
I think you got some awesome stories to pull out. I appreciate you just telling me that, because sometimes I have to pull the stories out of people, but it sounds like you've got a lot that could help the listeners get engaged and understand, you know, where you're at.
Yeah, it's I do enough public speaking. Mm-hmm. And in a previous life, I worked at car dealerships and ran them and also was the trainer. Mm-hmm. So I would get up not only in front of groups of 30 and 40 and train them for weeks on end, but I had the opportunity to speak at an NADA, National Automotive Dealers meeting in Las Vegas in front of 1400 car dealers.
Yeah.
To tell them that their customer service sucked. And you know, I made some friends and lost a lot of others. So, but no, stories, if done correctly, work really well. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Like I said, yeah, I'll send you an email right now. And then if you just schedule whenever we can go, like I said, hopefully we'll get a full hour out of you, because like I said, I can tell you that you got a lot of stuff hopefully we can pull from. And now here is the post interview with Bill Bragman. I called him just about 30 seconds after our interview. Thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate your interview. You have a lot of good information there. So that was awesome.
Oh, I appreciate it. And, you know, definitely thank you for reaching out.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what we do is a fun thing.
Right.
You know, and I didn't say this. I deal with a 92-year-old mother that is getting close to passing on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. My wife had a bout with cancer 2 years ago that we fought through during this whole time thing of me spending all this time at work. But, you know, work truly every single day. You know, if I could come in and not look weird that I was here at 5 a.m. in the morning, I would be,
right.
You know, so.
Well, like I said, thanks again. And I was going to say, do you have any suggestions on who might be also a good guest to have on?
There's a gentleman that I work with who's a business advisor. Mm-hmm. His name is Carl Meyer, M-A-I-E-R. You could probably, I know you could find him on the internet, and definitely if you look on LinkedIn.
Right. You're friends with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he actually is a consultant that helps businesses set themselves up to be sold.
Perfect. Yeah, I think he'd be great then. How do you spell Carl? Just
K-A-R-L.
Okay, I'll make sure. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right. Well, no, yeah, I'll reach out to him and say that we did an interview with you and you suggested him, if that's okay.
That'd be great.
Cool. Well, like I said, no, I appreciate it. Like, you have a great weekend, and I'll give you a heads up before we air it. It'll probably be at least a month. And like I said, once we're ready to air, I'll let you know.
That'd be great, Austin. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye.